This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Australia's largest city, Sydney, entered a two-week lockdown Saturday to contain a sudden coronavirus surge, and Russia's St. Petersburg announced a record death toll as several European countries lift restrictions this weekend despite the global spread of a highly contagious COVID-19 variant. Vaccination drives have brought down infections in numerous, mostly wealthy countries, but the rise of the Delta variant, which first emerged in India, is raising fears of new waves of a virus that has already killed nearly 4 million people. Bangladesh announced a new national lockdown starting Monday over the variant, with offices shut for a week and only medical-related transport allowed. New Zealand, citing multiple outbreaks in Australia, announced Saturday a three-day suspension of its quarantine-free travel arrangement with its larger neighbor. Sydney's new restrictions apply to some 5 million people, along with hundreds of thousands of others living in nearby towns. The pandemic is slowing down globally, with the World Health Organization now reporting the lowest number of new cases worldwide since February and decreasing deaths attributed to COVID-19. But concerns over the Delta variant have prompted new restrictions in countries that had previously managed to bring the virus under control. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Friday Delta is the most transmissible of the variants identified so far. It's been identified in at least 85 countries, and it's spreading rapidly among unvaccinated populations. While several studies have shown that vaccines are slightly less effective against Delta, they are still highly effective, but only after a second dose. You can find more on these stories at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A 2018 engineering report said that the oceanfront condominium building that collapsed this week near Miami had, quote, major structural damage to a concrete slab below its pool deck that needed extensive repairs. The report was released by the city of Surfside as rescuers continue to dig through the rubble Saturday. They're trying to find any of the 159 people who remain unaccounted. At least four people were killed. The engineering report did not warn of imminent danger from the damage, but it did note the need for costly repairs to fix the slab, as well as damaged concrete columns, beams, and walls in the parking garage, a report 3 years ago. Thousands of worshippers trudged up an active Indonesian volcano Saturday to cast livestock and other offerings down its smoldering crater in a centuries-old religious ceremony. Every year, people from a tribe gather from the surrounding highlands to throw fruit, vegetables, flowers, and even livestock such as goats and chickens into Mount Bromo's crater as part of a festival. A long line of worshippers, some with goats slung across their backs, made their way to the top in hopes of pleasing ancestors and Hindu gods and bringing prosperity to their communities. The month-long festival dates back to the 15th century. Investigators are looking Saturday for a motive behind an attack in the German city of Würzburg, where a man armed with a long knife killed three people and wounded at least five others, while authorities praised passerbys who tried to stop the assailant. Police said two of those hospitalized remain in life-threatening condition Saturday. The suspect, a 24-year-old Somali, was stopped with shot in the leg by police and arrested after the Friday afternoon attack in the southern city's downtown area. Videos posted on social media showed people surrounding the attacker and trying to hold him at bay with chairs and sticks. The Tour de France got underway Saturday from the western port city of Brest, returning to its traditional slot in the calendar after last year's edition was pushed back to September because of the coronavirus pandemic. Gray weather did not deter fans as hundreds of spectators lined the streets as riders started their three-week trek across France. The first stage is a mainly flat 198-kilometer, 123-mile course featuring an uphill finish. The defending champion is a 22-year-old Slovenian. He's also the favorite to hold the title he claimed last year, becoming the second youngest champion in the history of the race. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.